This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. Chapters 18 through 21 of the book of Yehoshua, aka Joshua, contain detailed descriptions of the borders and cities allotted to the tribes of Israel in the Promised Land. Chapter 18 tells us that men were sent out to survey the land, and that they mapped it by cities into 7 parts in a book. You might wonder what practical application there is today for these long lists of mostly unfamiliar place names. Years ago, I applied for a job that entailed creating property maps. As part of the application process, I had to prepare maps from descriptions like the west 600 feet of the south 700 feet, of the north 1300 feet, of the southwest quarter, of the northwest quarter, of the southwest quarter, of the east one half of section 4. While such descriptions seem tedious, they are essential for unambiguous definitions of property lines. Similarly, from the territory descriptions in the aforementioned chapters, scholars have developed maps that are often found in study Bibles, allowing us to visualize the geographic distribution of the tribes of Israel as we read various accounts in the scriptures. The same descriptions have guided archaeologists on discoveries that confirm the historicity of the Bible. I suspect that an in-depth study could be made of any one of the cities or geographic features mentioned in these chapters, ultimately leading you to a deeper Bible knowledge. While the bulk of these chapters in Yehoshua consist of territorial borders allotted to the tribes of Israel and the cities contained therein, the verse that stands out to me most is verse 1 of chapter 18. And all the company of the sons of Israel were gathered at Shiloh, and they established the tabernacle of the congregation there. Before the children of Israel divided up the promised land, before they even sent out surveyors to map the land, they established the tabernacle of the congregation at Shiloh. The tabernacle contained the Holy of Holies, which housed the Ark of the Covenant, covered with the mercy seat, where the Lord would manifest his presence. The tabernacle also contained the altar upon which offerings for sin were made. Before they got settled into their own lands, or even identified what lands those would be, they established the meeting place with the Almighty, the place that was essential to maintaining right relationship with Him. Yeshua Himself exhorted us not to worry about food or clothing, but to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Is your relationship with the Lord established before anything else? Now, go honor your King.